All right, very foggy and rainy out there. 7:40 here on WPHM. Port Huron City Manager was just texting the mayor of Sarnia to make sure that Sarnia is still there. James Freed, we can't even see
the fog.
Man, it's thick.
It's thick. Last night, I couldn't see the bridge. I was going home, and the bridge was gone.
Wow.
It was just, which was, the fog goes about 20 feet off the water.
Yeah.
So you can see the water.
Right.
You can see all the decking lights. The bridge is just gone. It's like black hole.
A little disconcerting, a little scary. You wrote a piece that appeared in the Times Herald yesterday. We're going to talk about it a little bit about trade and the fact that the president, the current administration, wants to repeal a lot of the trade laws that are in effect, including NAFTA. And you say, hang on, NAFTA's actually been pretty good for a border town like Port Huron.
Yeah, so I wrote an editorial that'll go out in about 15 to 20 newspapers and business journals. Journals across the state and Midwest. Cranes Detroit, I believe, is running it this week as well. Essentially just telling our story. You know, 27% of the U.S. GDP is made up from trade. In Port Huron, our economy is supported about $300 million a year in St. Clair County from Canadian commercial and retail sales. People coming over, get their groceries, get their car fixed and their tires. You know, and then we look at freight rail. Freight rail accounts for about $5.5 billion in wages in the United States. We have the only double-decker rail tunnel in the United States going to Canada. We're the second largest border crossing with Canada, with the Blue Water Bridge, plus our rail. If you look at our tier one suppliers in our industrial park, they rely heavily on our trade with Canada. A lot of our auto parts and plastics divisions ship to Canada. So, you know, no doubt that trade has been uneven and difficult for some American workers. But in some areas of Michigan, we've run a trade surplus. Before working in St. Clair County, I ran two communities in Montcalm County. Montcalm County was a very large agriculture county, just like Sanilac in northern St. Clair and outskirts of St. Clair County. We run a trade surplus in agriculture. We ship our beans, our corn, our potatoes all around the world at a surplus, and those create jobs back home. And so I just want to be mindful of the economic effects trade has had on Port Huron. If it wasn't for our trade with Canada, whether it be rail, freight, or transit, intermodal transit on the Blue Water Bridge, we would not have the type of robust economic growth that we do. And a lot of jobs are tied to trade.
Yeah. But what becomes difficult is if you look at the big picture and say, well, yeah, a border town like Port Huron does well, but it doesn't benefit workers across the board. We could end up with the short end of the stick.
I don't really have a position on any of the stuff that they're talking about. My whole thing is just know the story before you make decisions. My job, whether it be city manager or the community advocate, is to just share facts. Here's the facts information, and do what you want with it.
Right.
So that's important to get those details out there.
To our representatives in Congress as well, to Paul Mitchell, to our senators. And I'm sure that you've been in contact with them as well.
I talk to them probably weekly.
City Council is going to be meeting soon, I think this week.
Thursday night.
Set goals for the coming year, right?
Yeah, so the mayor has been doing this now for several years. She sets up, calls the council together, and she says, let's lay out our vision and goals for next year. And the council sits around the table, and they literally talk about where we've been. So what we'll do first is we'll review our current status. They adopted goals last year. We've made remarkable progress. I was actually going through the goals adopted last year, and it's like, wow. I mean, we knocked out a significant amount of work in the last couple of years, whether it be capital improvements, infrastructure management, or it's IT solutions, customer service, or budget. We really transformed our finances in the city of Port Huron. So we'll review the status, operational status of those goals, because we're only 6 months in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll begin piecing together the goals for the coming fiscal year. And what we do is when the mayor and council set those goals, I develop a budget to make those goals a reality. And I'll bring them that budget in May.
A lot of that stuff is stuff that we don't see. You mentioned IT and some of the budgetary things. I mean, that's stuff that, you know, the public just doesn't know a whole lot about.
No, like we ran fiber optics to our fire stations. So we have a fiber optic network so they get better data and signaling information. We're working on signaling information with our bridge so that when the Military Street Bridge, the 7th Street Bridge, or the 10th Street Bridge goes up, it sends a solid signal to the fire station. So when the firefighter's pulling out of the station, he knows which bridge is up and which bridge is down,
yeah.
And that's their path to the fire. I mean, imagine you're in a fire truck and you roll up to the 10th Street Bridge and it's up. I mean, you're not going to sit there waiting traffic. Those are like operational things people don't think about, but we think about those things all the time. Making sure our wastewater and water plant, those are $30 million operations. And so making sure that the pipe replacement, the valve replacement, the pump replacement, I mean, we have, you know, pumps in the wastewater plant that if one goes down, it's crisis mode.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really want to make sure that we're being and thoughtful and proactive on that. Capital improvement, we have a lot of road construction dollars. Well, this year, I think we're just going to put cold patch everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we essentially had two springs.
Yeah.
That thaw a couple weeks ago was brutal. We saw roads that were in excellent condition be just ripped apart.
Yeah.
And so the street crews are out there just throwing coal patch down everywhere. I mean, we're going through tons and tons and tons of it. And so that, you know, I give them, and that's, you know, they're throwing coal patch, and then 2 days later it's snowing, so they're back in the plow truck. These are the same guys. And so they, you know, it's just been keeping up with
patch it. Patch it up, rip it up.
Yeah,
it up,
and if you see a massive pothole, call us. Yeah. I mean, there's some potholes that are, you know, it's like that's a pothole. Then there's one, I mean, I can think of one over on Pine Grove that was just unreal. It emerged within a day.
Oh, yeah.
And because I drive that home, that same lane every day, and I'm like, this was not here 2 days ago.
Exactly.
And I swear it took a couple gallons of cold patches just to fill it. So, I mean, we're constantly working on those things. But, you know, you don't run a city looking, you know, 12 months ahead or 6 months ahead. We are literally looking out 5 years. We have three-year, multi-year budgets we adopt. So it's something that we did here is, like, instead of adopting just 12 months, let's do three-year revolving budgets. Not only that, but we've now developed 10-year financial forecasting. So what I'm able to do when the mayor and council throw out a goal, we can look at the cost of that goal, put it into the financial model, and then look what that does 5, 7, and 10 years down the road. And this is really about making sure we're financially stable for the next generation. And so I'm not satisfied with being financially stable for 12 months or, you know, 24 months. I want to make sure that the long-term trajectory of the city is viable and sustainable, and that's what we focus on.
Well, obviously, it's up to the council to determine what their goals are for the coming year. But what would you say are some of the things that the city ought to be thinking about in terms of goal setting for the next year?
Yeah, I think, again, capital improvements, long-term infrastructure management. I think bringing our IT, we need to make some serious investments into IT. We need to invest in customer service, pay applications online. You can now bring your credit card in, use credit card within City Hall and outside City Hall. We really want to encourage people to find ways to pay online or to mail your bill in. There's a lot of congestion in City Hall on the day the water bills are due. And I'm thinking, this is crazy because you don't pay your DTE bill in person. You don't pay your Verizon bill in person. You don't pay your Comcast bill in person. So how do we make it easy and more accessible for people to pay their bill either online or via mail? That helps streamlines operations. It makes it easier in City Hall. And there's some cost savings there as well. And so, you know, looking at why people don't do it, how do we make it? Is it a way to make it easier? Is it difficult to find? I don't know. The customer's always right. So if they're not doing it, there's probably a problem someplace. So we, those types of operational things we're going to look on. And then making sure that we update our ordinances. Make sure that they're, you know, there's a lot of, you know, as time progresses and things change, we always want to be doing a cursory review of our ordinances and making sure they still fit the values and the needs of our community. And that's something we did with the master plan, our Parks and Recreation plan. I think we'll also look at the parks this summer as well. There's always the smoking versus non-smoking in city parks. We currently have, you know, smoke, but take care of your butts. Well, if you're smoking in a city park at a beach and you throw down your cigarette, a kid will step on it. And we've had that happen numerous times. And so I think that's something we're going to look at in the next year is how do we address the smoking issue at city parks? I personally, don't smoke, but there are those who just really like it.
Right, yeah. But if you're sitting on the beach, you know, just upwind of them or downwind or whichever, it's not fun. All right, lots to look forward to in the coming year. We always appreciate you stopping by, James. Good to see you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, don't get lost in the fog.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't even see my office right now.
It's terrible. James Freeport here, City Manager with the Sun WPHM.